Waking up with Central Iowa.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Ken, I know you had the sex talk with your kids.
Yeah.
It wasn't that uncomfortable for you?
No, not really. No. It was okay. It didn't bother me that much. The only thing is the natural instinct is to, you don't want to give them too much, which is kind of stupid, really, the more I thought about it afterwards.
Right.
So at first, you're hemming and hawing a little bit. And Lucy just called me out on it. She said, I didn't ask you how to raise a child. Because, I started in on, when you find someone you love.
Yes.
You're ready for that response. I mean, she just cut to the chase. I didn't ask you how to raise. Like, she already understood the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Was she 10, maybe? I don't know.
Okay.
And she says, I asked you how to make a baby.
Okay. Yeah. So let's get to it.
And she says, you're avoiding the question.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go.
Yeah. I like it.
So then I just told her.
Yeah, I mean,
Megan was there too. She said it was gross.
Sure.
She wanted to hear too.
Well.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Mia's only 6. Kurt, Dexter's 7. I mean, our kids are still a little bit younger, although I tell you what, television show Mia's been getting into is Fuller House.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
innuendo or 12?
Right.
On that
yes,
show?
That was yes. a remake of Full House.
Right.
So I thought it would be okay. I grew up watching Full House. It was mostly about the kids.
Yeah.
That version. Well, this is now about the kids that are adults, so it's a ton of relationship. And I guess we were out of town when we were in Costa Rica. She was watching it and asked my mom.
How long has it been since you watched any of the originals?
Yeah, Ken's
so a
right.
lot more innuendo in there than you remember.
Well, I was young; it was over my head.
Well, right. So, but I've watched it with my kids sitting there, going, "Oh, yeah, this wasn't as innocent as everybody made it out to be."
Yeah. So we've had to kind of curb the Fuller House. the conversation about sex made one couple in the UK so uncomfortable that they just put an ad out there. They are looking for a licensed childcare professional to have this talk with their kids. They want them to cover everything, everything. And they're offering $3,500 to a child care professional who, a licensed professional who has obviously done this before, has some experience, and can put it all out there for their children. They don't feel like they're capable enough. I mean, this is a serious thing. They're offering $3,500.
They're taking a lot of grief, I've seen. But I will say this, in fairness to them, it's hardly like the wealthy don't find other ways for people to raise they pay for people to raise their kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just another
tons of nannies, all that stuff. Yes.
Paying for somebody to raise your kids for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think kids would probably rather
hear it. I'm not in favor of it, but I'm saying it's hardly the only example.
No, I agree. I mean, how many kids are being raised by nannies?
Exactly.
Yes.
So both parents do whatever. But I do think, that obviously kids would probably rather get this conversation from their parents, but,
think.
If you got a set of people who are like, we're not equipped for this, or we're too uncomfortable, we're going to hire someone.
We're lame.
Yeah.
It certainly isn't the only uncomfortable conversation any of us have had in the, I don't think this talk with my kids will bug me, but I don't know. I might pay someone at least some amount of money to have the conversation with my mother about boundaries. I'm not looking forward to that conversation.
How much are you offering?
Oh, man, you and my mom, please. Oh, my gosh.
Can we record it?
Oh, my gosh.
Play it back on the show?
You could sell tickets.
I do want paid, though.
Oh, my gosh.
How much are you going to pay?
It's making me uncomfortable just thinking about.
I don't know if we could sell out the arena, but we could sell out Hoyt Sherman.
Because this is how this goes. I'll tell Ken. I'll come and I'll be like, so this happened. My mom said this. And Ken usually cuts me off and it's like, okay, I can't. You have to say something. But it's hard. These conversations are hard.
Oh, yeah.
See, I would pay for really just any conversation because, I don't really want to talk to people. So, I mean, I'd be handing out money like candy at Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Here you go. Go talk to them for me.
No, because no one would ever do it to your satisfaction is the only problem.
Oh, Ken would find someone.
I don't know.
You and I'd be sitting here, Kyle. Oh, great, here comes Dale again.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not the difficult conversations I would pay for. Those I'll go in and do. It's just the casual ones.
Yes.
I have no interest in it at all.
You would pay someone $5 to go down the building saying, I am having a nice day. Thank you. How are you?
I would pay you to walk out the building for you. I'll meet you out the front.
Which is so bizarre in life, because for most of it is the exact opposite. I'm fine with the day-to-day. It is the very difficult conversations.
I don't enjoy small talk. I just don't. That's me.
Yeah. So I am curious,
and also,
though,
people always they say they're surprised when they hear that. And I'm like, I talk for 5 hours a day. I'm good.
Right,
I can seriously go home when we're done and not talk anymore.
Yeah. I know.
I've said all I need to say.
If I was buying a new car, I'd pay someone to do that.
Oh, to do that? To have that negotiation?
I can't haggle.
Yeah, well, that's why
you
married Jennifer, right?
If you tell me a price, I say done.
Doesn't Jennifer have these tough conversations for you?
It's true, and I don't have to pay her.
Oh, you pay.
So I'm wondering, what conversation would you pay someone else to have for you?
Yeah.
I mean,
280-1025.
You know?
Yeah.
Or news.
Those are a couple of good ones. Mm-hmm. Your mom and negotiating a car.
Yes.
Setting boundaries with mom. Negotiating
cars.
We're
almost grown ups.
280-1025. Who would you pay, or what would you pay for someone else to have that conversation for you? It's Ken, Colleen, and Curtis.
Always be part of the show.
Call 280-1025 and talk.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. How about you?
Interviews.
Oh, like a job interview?
Yes. I can't stand job interviews.
Now, okay. Are you the person who does the interview? Are you the boss that does the interviewing, or are you for you to go actually interview for a job?
I'm the interviewee. Going and looking for the job.
Got it. Okay. All right.
I would pay good money for that.
Yeah.
Like, how many? See, this is interesting to me. I've only been on 2 job interviews in my entire life.
Really?
Really? You got to rub that in, don't you?
Yeah.
How many have you been on?
A few.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. See,
we won't
actually
get into the number, but it's been a few, and some of them were better than others.
You got sparked it. Me, though, a thought, because I actually think if I were the boss, I'd pay somebody to do the interviewing for me, too.
Well, I'd rather be the boss, because then, you know what you're looking for, but as the interviewee, you have no idea who you're dealing with.
Right. I know, so, but I'm not good at hiding my disappointment.
Like when you're on a date, it's like,
the same way.
this is going so well, and then all of a sudden, this just took a turn. Yeah, okay.
You have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.